1. Zero 3.
For hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45
and at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Commissioned a water reticulation system elates Achichere residents. Mufurira Apeji condemns a cohabiting. And in African news, Uganda's 8-year-old president in bid to extend a 40-year rule. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A resident of Andola's Achichele Township in Bwana Mkubwa constituency, Oswada Mlenga, has appreciated the water reticulation system in the area, which was commissioned in 2023. Mr. Mlenga said this when Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, visited the site, saying the community has greatly benefited from the solar-powered borehole, adding that there was a huge challenge in accessing water, a situation that led to waterborne diseases such as cholera. He has also called upon the local leadership to look into matters to do with empowering the youths, saying that youths of Achichele feel neglected.
So we can provide some benefits. Last year and this year, I mean, we could different city for payment show to our
children.
Okay. We are going to have business with our babon. So I mean, she had a song of Kobach Mufshima, Yarekama. And then what to retire for empowerment, Yamin, how to retire to Timbi, Ochoninga Rumba Chakobachi, but to let she upon her for Miss Pay. Febabakun, Kuno Bantu Bari Bakachi Bari to recreation, if you know what you are under Pamaskuru, Pasana Pisana, if you know anything, Bari Bakachi, Bari to recreation. Mulanda Kobach Manasangachi, Isai, Yumachi, Arifu Makuno.
Meanwhile, Dr. Pollen says he is generally impressed with the CDF implementation by the Indola City Council. He said the projects are a true reflection of what the people in various parts of the district want.
So we appreciate the work that the townspeople and the team are doing, inclusive of their correspondence and collaboration with the CDF committee across the local authority itself. Importantly, what we do see is the fact that these projects are a reflection of what the communities want. So right now, we're here at a watering point, and we see that this area was poorly serviced in terms of access to clean drinking water. We've talked to the community has indicated the benefits that they've received as a result of this. We've visited different types of projects that are related to commercial enterprise.
Concerns over the safety of Munshibemba Bridge in Tembwe area in Mukoshi district have resurfaced following an early morning accident on Sunday, 6th July 2025. A tracker transporting soybeans from Masansa overturned near the bridge around 05 hours, though no serious injuries or fatalities were reported. Tembwe Ward Development Committee WDC chairperson Stephen Imbewe has urged government to consider constructing a safer and more accessible bridge across the Munshibemba River. He said that the current design contributes to frequent road accidents in the area.
So apa lero kwachwa track ya chipiri kukapaya peripa bridge manduwa kwa kevu ile ya bapo ya kevu tea ya babuino tuwele mbako bridge waka iwi waka isehepo paria waka itwari mo straight na road ukuchira paya ya vera kaya ajiba mkona elo makona ikona ya kaena tea ya babuino.
And Area Councillor Margaret Nguluve has called on authorities to prioritize the project, warning that failure to act could lead to future loss of life.
Accident that happened at around 05 in Tembwe at Munshibemba Bridge. In Tembwe at Munshibemba Bridge, there is a bad corner or a bad cave, such that we always have accidents there. And it's good that the good part that no one has died, we need help from the government to make that bridge straight. There's where that corner is or cave, to make it straight so that even the vehicles, they should not struggle to make that cave or to go on the car.
Minor Soko Ward Councillor Gary Kawayo has welcomed the Mufulira Council's recent decision to permit the hiring of its equipment by members of the public. Mr. Kawayo believes that the move will significantly benefit local contractors and provide a much-needed revenue stream for the council. He says the equipment will support local contractors who face challenges in securing tenders due to the high cost of acquiring heavy equipment. The new policy is expected to allow individuals and businesses to rent various types of council-owned equipment, potentially including graders, excavators and tipper trucks at a competitive rates.
So by pushing my motion, which I think, I figured today most of the contracts are going to be big contractors, those who are related by activity. And so those who don't have the business are selling to big projects. So by moving the motion, I need to impact the house. Even the contractors who have the capacity was basically the deal to do large projects to high equipment also. So, including apart from just the machine, the issue is that every other equipment that the council will now be able to hire by any individual in the district. So, in the community.
A clergy in Mufulira district has condemned the increased reports of cohabiting among young people in the country. St. Mary's Anglican Church Reverend Father Clement Munsaka has warned of serious consequences, including potential abuse and neglect of family duties. Recently, a report was unveiled of the high levels of cohabiting among Zambians that has risen to 1.2% of the Zambian population, according to the 2022 National Census. Father Munsaka emphasized that the church opposes cohabitation due to its impact on families, particularly when children are involved. He highlighted the need for support for these innocent children and stressed that couples should adhere to traditional marriage practices. The clergy stated that the church faces challenges when dealing with these situations, especially regarding legal and familial implications in the event of a partner's death.
And the church has no support of this practice, following the reason that the unknown family, where two people are at the center, a male and a female, can actually abandon their family responsibilities, which is not the right way to go.